Well, I mean, it was obvious as soon as we started working on Sudan that there was a great deal of interest in technical aspects of the election and then the upcoming referendum. A lot of emphasis on what the role of Khartoum, the northern government, might be in southern Sudan, but much less emphasis on what's actually happening in southern Sudan and what has been happening since the signing of the Comprehensive Peace Agreement. What I was determined to do was have the team, we had to divide up into three groups, have them leave Juba and get right out in the sticks, so to speak, out to the places where people don't generally go.
Can you give us an idea of what they had to say?
We asked them a whole range of things, you know, like, what, are they going to vote for independence, for example? And we found the vast majority said that they were going to, though we found certain areas where there were quite a lot of people, even the majority in some locations, who said that they would vote for unity because they feel that if they become part of a independent southern Sudan, they will be dominated by certain groups and they feel that they will lose out if they're cut off from the north.
Were there any big surprises in what you found?
Contrary to what was being asserted by so many people, when we looked in detail at ongoing conflicts on the ground, they tended to have local dynamics. Now, obviously, they've been affected by the war, they've been affected by the context in which they're occurring, they're affected by the fact that there are so many automatic rifles slushing about in southern Sudan. But the dynamics of conflict are often rather local. Groups have moved into new areas. They're trying to find ways of securing control over their areas. They're often excluding other groups. There are real concerns in some places about being dominated, for example, by the Dinka or in eastern Equatoria by the Toposa.
Listening to what they had to say, were you concerned about a resumption of violence in southern Sudan at a bigger scale? We've been hearing reports of clashes.
Well, I think the situation for very many people in southern Sudan is that the period since the CPA has not been one of peace. It has been one in which there has been considerable levels of violence, and in some places those situations have got worse. And I'm not talking just about the areas along the border with the north, but deep in southern Sudan. There is a real problem with security. Now, will those escalate into something else? It's worth bearing in mind the war between the north and south, inside the south, was largely fought by militias. Both sides deployed militia groups against each other. Now, militia groups of various kinds are continuing to be active in southern Sudan. And if there is to be a further problem with the north, or if certain politicians want a power base, they will exploit similar sorts of local issues.
Now, I understand the report is emphasizing that peace needs to be made concrete, in the report's words, through economic and infrastructural development.
In many parts of southern Sudan, we found people saying that since the Comprehensive Peace Agreement, there had been almost a withdrawal of international assistance. Now, you know, this seemed very surprising when you see, you know, the concentration of aid agencies running around in Juba. But you go out of the towns and people say, look, you know, during the war we received food, we received all sorts of relief. That's all gone now. And we don't see any benefits from the peace. We don't see any peace dividend, if you like. That was one of the big complaints. There is a real need to get some kind of economic and social benefit from peace as quickly as possible to the mass of the population. People are desperate for education and all sorts of other services, and currently, you know, there is no basis for providing them in most areas. It's no good thinking about the referendum as, you know, point zero, after which all southern Sudan's problems will go away. At the moment, if things go on as they are, even without any involvement from northern Sudan, it's hard to see how there will not be serious armed conflict within southern Sudan, possibly reaching the level of a civil war within the south.